From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe is seeking order out of chaos amid an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are seeking solutions to the flood of hundreds of thousands of refugees and economic migrants coming to the continent from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds of migrants stormed the main train station in the Hungarian capital Budapest today after being kept out by police for 2 days. They're seeking passage to Austria and Germany, but no trains are operating to those destinations. Zoltán Kovács is a Hungarian government spokesman.
Without discipline, that is, being able to defend, protect the European borders, put the discipline into the flood of illegal migrants and channel them to the official border crossing points, we will not be able to handle their influx. The European Union, including Hungary, should regain its ability to differentiate between refugees proper and economic migrants.
More than 332,000 migrants have arrived so far this year. More are seeking asylum each day. While many Africans are also trying to reach Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most end up staying in Africa, seeking better economic opportunities. Michel Bombassi, an IOM official, says, however, security concerns are posing a challenge for them.
Migration is part of the tradition of the culture of the region and plays a major role in the economy within the region. But we also have to mention that in very specific areas, which are, for instance, affected by terrorism or by security threat of different kinds, the presence of large numbers of migrants, sometimes undocumented, is a concern for many governments.
Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and the Republic of Congo have all deported thousands in recent months. This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping presided today over a massive military parade in Beijing, marking the end of the Second World War. Japan officially surrendered to Allied forces September 2, 1945. VOA's Bill Ide in the Chinese capital says the parade had nationalistic overtones.
The government has been focusing on how this is about remembering history, promoting the importance of peace, but at the same time, it's a rally cry for the nation, and China is trying to promote nationalism at a time when things are becoming very difficult for the country. Its economy is slowing, and there are a lot more challenges now that China is facing, and it does appear that part of this is a distraction of sorts from those problems.
Thousands of troops displayed large amounts of new equipment, including an aircraft carrier killing missile. Dozens of world leaders were on hand, although most Western heads of state, including President Obama, did not attend. Chinese markets were closed for the public holiday. Other Asian markets, however, gained ground after a week of volatility over China's weakening economy. In New York Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones average gained nearly 300 points. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund is warning that uncertainty about the markets in China could impact global growth. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has appealed to the American people to support the Iran nuclear deal.
We made clear from the outset that we would not settle for anything less than an agreement that was comprehensive, verifiable, effective, and of lasting duration.
Mr. Kerry was speaking Wednesday in Philadelphia as Congress prepares to vote on the matter later this month. In Washington, a Democratic senator said she'll back the deal, becoming the 34th to do so, and ensuring a presidential veto of the measure, at least in the Senate, could be sustained. In Nigeria, at least 24 people were killed late Tuesday by armed assailants on horseback in villages in the northeast. Although there was no immediate claim of responsibility, militants from the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram are suspected. In Yemen, at least 28 people were killed, dozens more wounded, in a suicide bombing attack on a mosque in the capital, Sana'a, that was claimed by Islamic State militants. The IS group is known to have targeted sites controlled by the Shia Houthi rebels, who they consider to be heretics. Meanwhile, the International Red Cross says two of its workers were killed in northern Yemen by an unknown assailant. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has banned a documentary by a Congolese doctor who has treated thousands of women raped during the country's many conflicts. A government spokesman said the film intends to sully and harm the image of the DRC's army and would not tolerate it. Dr. Dennis Mukwege founded the Ponzi Hospital in South Kivu Province in 1999. He was awarded the European Parliament's Sakharov Rights Prize last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.